You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Scarborough Cheer are a group based in Scarborough who play the inclusive Paralympic sport boccia. Alan Banks and Tony Malika join me now from Scarborough Cheer to tell us a little bit more about the sport and about their organisation. Thank you both so much for joining me. So first of all, for anybody who's not heard of boccia before, can you tell us a little bit about the game and what some of the aims are?
Boccia is, the word is like Spanish Italian and it means ball, like bowls. And basically it's a ball that's quite soft. And inside, I think there's like sand or pellets. You got different textures. You got hard. Obviously the court is quite big, so you have to go further. Then you got a softer ball, obviously depending also on the ability of the member that's playing. Because you got people with different disability can't move their upper body, so they have ramps and stuff and helped with their personal assistance. We've got sensory balls, obviously boccia balls, for people with sight loss too. Obviously with the sound of the boccia ball, they can realize around where the jack will be in the court.
And they have to get as close as they have to get their ball as close as they can to the jack, is that right?
Yes, that's right. So it's like your crown green ball in a sense, but it's made for, it's a Paralympic sport, as you've mentioned. We have a red team and a blue team. They have 4 to 6 balls each, and they throw them, or they can roll them, or they can roll them down the ramp, and it's the nearest person to the jack will get the points. And it varies. You can get up to all 6 points if you get all 6 balls close to them. And it's first to 21 wins at end. It's very much like crown green bowling, but it's an indoor sport as well as an outdoor sport, but it's with softer texture balls, as Tony's already said.
What is your favourite thing about the sport, Alan?
My favourite thing about the sport is, one, the sociability of it, meeting different people with different disabilities and talking and playing. The sport itself, it's as exciting as any other sport. It's competitive as any other sport. And there is an exciting buzz about it. And as you've already said, it is a Paralympic sport, so.
We won some gold medals, Great Britain and the Paralympics, with Dave Smith. So.
It was really tense, that final, wasn't it? He was quite far behind and he managed to pull it back and managed to get his second gold medal for the British Paralympic team. How does someone like David Smith, and the fact that that was in the news and things like that, what do you think that does for the sport, having somebody that high profile and it just bringing it to everybody's the forefront of everybody's minds?
It opens up the sport in general. So there are lots of national leagues, there are lots of local leagues. And with someone of David's ability showing people with disabilities that they can go out there, be a Special Olympian or be a Paralympian, go out there and aim as high as they possibly want to go. Some people might want to stay in local leagues, some people might want to go further on the field and try and get into the Olympic squad and the Paralympic squad. The sport itself has been publicised again by him winning gold again, but people in general will get excited if they've watched that to see that new people might want to come and try their sport now.
Exactly, it just raises the profile, doesn't it? So Scarborough Cheer recently won a Lockdown Legend Award by Active Yorkshire Coast, so congratulations originally for that. So it was for supporting your members and your communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. What does that award mean for you? That must be so special to have been recognised for the work that you've done during such a hard time.
Like you said, it was unexpected. We were nominated. It was great to obviously recognise what the group's done. We tried our best and right off the bat, obviously, when the pandemic started, we thought, because there's many of our members that are isolated and need support. So we sought, obviously, in any way we could to get them any equipment or support that they needed. So we gave them like boccia balls or curling, whatever obviously they were into. And that kept them going. And obviously, because they couldn't see each other and their morals, obviously, especially who's isolated on their own and didn't see family. So we bought also some Amazon Echo 5s, which had the videos. So obviously our members have been they could video each other and keep in touch and obviously have a smile and a laugh through that.
That's such a great thing to do, to make sure that everybody stayed connected and nobody felt, because it was an isolating time, but making sure that they still had that connection between each other. It's great that you've been recognised for that, it really is. So if people want to find out more about Skarbakkia or about the sport or anything, where can they find out more about you and about the work that you do?
Yeah, Skarbakkia is on the social media. We have a website, it's www.skarbakkia.co.uk. Yeah, and I mean, we're in different areas of the coastline. So we're in Bridlington, we're in Filey, Whitby, Scarborough, Pickering. Yeah, we quite have like 6-7 hubs where we obviously play boccia and all-inclusive sports. So anybody can join us.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me, Alan and Tony.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.